Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. Little Van Halen bringing us back. I'm glad you're here because we got some important stuff to talk about with our good friend, Suzanne Mulvihill. Suzanne is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. I've known her for a long time. She's the author of Employee to Entrepreneur. She's the founder of Emotional Endurance International. And she's the lady who came up with the concept of emotional endurance. We called it guts all those years, and she came up with a nicer name. Leave it to Suzanne to do that. And she's now an elected official. And she's also here to bring a friend to introduce to us. Suzanne Mulvihill, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Now, should I say Councilwoman Mulvihill? Is that?
You can. Yeah, that's appropriate,
too. Is that the title? Is that the title now?
That's the title. I'm a city commissioner in Lake Worth, Florida. Yes.
So commissioner, just be commissioner, right? Wouldn't be commissioner woman, right?
No, they just call it commissioner.
Commissioner, that's right. Okay. Oh, the commish. How about the commish?
The commish, yes. That's,
yeah.
That's
what I'm going to call you, commish. So
okay.
Which county is it?
It's Palm Beach County, and it's a coastal community called Lake Worth. It's about 10 minutes south of Palm Beach.
Of course, yeah.
A wonderful town, by the way, to give it a plug.
So, commish, you brought along Newman Pollock. Newman, welcome to the show.
Good morning, thank you.
It's good to have you here. Suzanne, tell us a little bit about Newman.
Well, Newman, I've known for more than 10 years when I started the Emotional Endurance Institute, and Newman is the VP now of our nonprofit, Emotional Endurance International, which is a 501c3. So I'm just delighted he's worked with nonprofits. Newman, you can tell him your titles with Florida Atlantic University, and he's got a lot of experience. I think a prior president of a nonprofit in Washington D.C. So I'm delighted to bring him on board with us.
So tell us about your work with the university.
Well, for the last 11 years or so, I've been a professor of business and entrepreneurship. From an administrative standpoint, I've been director of executive relations in the College of Business at Florida Atlantic University, and so I work a lot with the corporate community, the chambers of commerce, small businesses. Mm-hmm. I've been involved with our Center for Entrepreneurship.
Our kind of folks.
And the Small Business Development Center.
Yeah.
So I've been in the space a long time. Earlier in my life, I was dean of a graduate school of business and entrepreneurship.
So you've been around the horn. You know the players. You know the challenges, just like Suzanne does, and like I do, and like our audience does. Suzanne and Newman. You know, when we started the 2008 back almost a year ago. Actually, just about a year ago, Suzanne, you could tell things were going to get bumpy. And I was looking at the economy and some of the circumstances that were going on. I was looking at the political environment, the political landscape, and how things were going there. And I made this prediction about a year ago. I said, in 2008, we're politically and economically, we're going to live the Chinese curse. Mm-hmm. May you live in interesting times. But I had no idea how interesting things were going to get, Suzanne. And has there ever been a time in your life when people have needed more emotional endurance?
Well, I think professionally, this is probably the time that has been most challenging in my own life professionally. But I mean, personally, we've needed emotional endurance to deal with our personal lives. I know I've needed it. You know, getting through a divorce and just getting through difficult raising children.
Right.
But I've always believed that personal and professional growth are aligned. So this is an opportunity for people who have perhaps explored a personal growth, growing personally to now also grow professionally. And through, like you said, maybe live in interesting times, that we can transcend and grow beyond these challenges, even though they're difficult.
You know, Newman, Suzanne makes a good point there, which she often does, and that is that if you work for somebody else, you've got your personal challenge, your professional challenges, And then when you go home, you may or may, you may have, you, everybody has their personal challenges, their family challenges, that kind of thing. We all do.
That's right.
But when you, but when you become a business owner, small business owner, that, that act, that activity weaves a very fine seam between those two. And it's kind of hard to tell where one starts and one stops, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely! It really is 24/7, and of course in today's global environment, it's 24/7 in 24 time zones. I mean, so that
right.
as you build a small business and you enter the competitive marketplace, if you're going to succeed, you have to think about the competition not just around the corner but around the globe. And so, yes, there it's a very fine seam. You don't leave the office. It's with you all the time, and it impacts the family and your social life. And so, you do need that emotional endurance to get through that. And those that work with you have to understand that as well.
So, Suzanne, is that emotional endurance on steroids? I mean, is that if when we combine the professional and the personal? Is that a new level of emotional endurance? A new level
that's,
of guts?
To me, that's the ultimate level of really living, is for our lives to be seamless. Meaning that, like, when I worked for the corporate world, I used to come home and close the door, and literally put
right.
that part of my life in that pocket,
right.
and this part of my life in this pocket, and to really be one in our mind, body, spirit, which is what employed entrepreneur is about. Transitioning in mind, body, and spirit, that we need to have one life, and that includes, it is 24/7 in 24 time zones, so that we can cope, because it really comes down to coping strategies. When I used to close the door and say, okay, I'm not, and there are appropriate times, psychologists would tell you it's put this little piece over here, right, to compartmentalize. But really, as much as we can to live a seamless life, emotional endurance between our personal and professional lives, it's necessary, and this time frame gives us that opportunity to really practice.
But even though I hear what you're saying, though, I hear what she's saying, Numa. But it's not easy to do. I mean,
no,
I've been doing it now for a long time. It's not easy to do, and so the challenge is to be able to manage the professional and the personal seamlessly, as we say. Without creating a casualty list,
yep,
and to be able to successfully pull the, to actually be a successful business owner, and have a successful family relationship. When we come back, I'm gonna get Newman and Suzanne to help us understand how to do that, and we do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Chuck Berry to take us out. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Little Robert Cray bringing this back. My favorite blues man. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's our flagship website. The knowledge base is askjim.biz. My blog is jimsblog.biz. But if you'll just go to smallbusinessadvocate.com, or if you can just remember my name, Jim Blassingame, put a .com on the end of that. That'll get you to the mothership, and that's where you can find the blog and the knowledge base and all the things that are on our main website, including our newsletter, which you can subscribe to and get you ready for the week ahead, because we'll send it to you on Sunday afternoon by email. So check all that out. All of it's free. Everything there is free. Nothing, no barriers to entry at all. Just let us know what you think. Suzanne Mulvihill is our guest, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and she's the author of Employee to Entrepreneur. She's the lady who coined the term emotional endurance and built an institute around it. And she's brought on a person with her today who is working with her in the organization, whose name is Newman Pollock, and we're having a talk about emotional endurance. And I was just saying, Newman, how do we pull all this together, especially in these difficult economic times? How do we do this? How do we deal with the challenges and have the emotional endurance to pull it off? What does it take?
Well, it takes, first of all, the individual recognizing what his or her strengths are. If they're a creative person, if they have a strong suit in marketing or finance or management or people skills. and then recognizing that they can take it to next letter and be in control of their life through getting in contact with their emotional endurance, so that they can bring that business to fruition. And what we're trying to do with the Emotional Endurance Institute is cover the spectrum on that, and we chose a not-for-profit vehicle to do that so that we could reach a much broader audience, and that this business would not be about us as much, because Suzanne has been quite successful. I've been successful in other fields. But to enable others to reach their pinnacle of success, and so we start with the concept of emotional endurance, and then we assist people in understanding what their other strengths are and
right.
and where some of their limitations are, and then provide them the resources to fill those gaps.
What is that website, Suzanne?
EmotionalEndurance.com and EmotionalEndurance.org. The two of them will be merged into one because the we had to close, dissolve the my 10-year for-profit. Mm-hmm. Emotional Endurance Institute was dissolved just to follow the regulations of a 501c3 we needed.
That you was can't have
I
fish and fowl working
I
together.
I can have both.
Yeah. You know, somebody asked me once if my business was a nonprofit, and I said, well, it's not supposed to be.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be.
You know, Suzanne, though, you know, what's the message that you bring with your emotional endurance and the curriculum that you offer is very, very timely. I mean, after you're like an overnight success now after all these years, huh?
But
the important thing is that people understand that you know, they're not supposed to know everything. They're not supposed to be able to conquer everything. We've all have our limitations. And I think part of emotional endurance, Suzanne, I'm not a give up kind of guy. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that we need to look at reality. We need to look at the economy as a challenging economy right now, and we need to say. And I've been talking about the small business survival attitude, Suzanne. I've been saying I'm going to win by surviving. What do you think about that as an attitude, emotional endurance attitude for small business owners?
I think it's great, Jim, and I think it lines up.
And that's not giving up, is it? That's not capitulating.
Nope.
It's just being realistic, isn't it?
Well, it is being realistic, and I can give you an example of what happened in my own town recently with some entrepreneurs, you know, where emotional endurance is, to me, it's giving it your all no matter what, and trusting more than you want to. Stepping into the unknown, that the unknown is safe. And we had a building that was going to be demolished here, and that was a big part of my platform here in the community. These businesses, small businesses, have been there for up to 30-plus years on our beach. And I worked to say, that building does not need to be demolished, and you guys need to stand up for yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, what's going to happen? What can we do? Like, it's just so much easier to say, okay, we'll demolish the building. We'll find somewhere
right.
else to go.
Yeah.
And I will tell you that part of the reason that I won this campaign was because these business owners were empowered to stand up for themselves. And she said, what happens if this doesn't work? And I said, well, we know two things. This one woman, Wendy, her name is Wendy, I said, we know two things. One, if you do nothing, you're not going to have a building.
Yeah.
If you do something, we don't know yet.
Right.
So I always believe in the doing something. And
right.
within 2 weeks after I was elected, we stopped the demolishment of the building. We got rid of the company that was going to demolish it, and we're now putting a request for proposal out there to refurbish it. So that's where the miracle lies. You know, the
right.
real truth lies in the unknown, and it's the scary place.
You're saying that part of emotional endurance is you got to give yourself a shot. You know, Henry Ford said, I think it was Henry Ford who said, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, either way, you're right.
That's right. So really, that's what emotional endurance is about, is stretching ourselves. And, you know, Jim, I've lived this personally and professionally.
Yep.
I mean, I quit the workforce. You know, it took me three times to leave my job 10 years ago. I mean, I was in a marriage that, you know,
you've lived it. Suzanne, I got to wrap it up. EmotionalEndurance.com, right?
That's it, EmotionalEndurance.com, and just everyone know who's listening, they can do it.
Suzanne Mulvihill, the commish, and also Newman Pollock. Thanks, Newman, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Happy holidays.
See you later. You too.
Okay.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.